his creatures. And there's an epigraph from the Atlantic. The meat of animals that had been whipped to death was more highly valued for centuries, in the belief that pain and trauma enhanced taste. Finally, the police knocked at his apartment door for something worse. But this was bad enough. A squirrel had been hit by a car, its back snapped and its legs crushed, yet it wasn't dead. It spasmed still on the center line. And he'd slipped it onto a cardboard sheet and carried it home. This precious find was watching it now in a rapture as those twitches seemed to fill the table with extra desperate life, and down the table legs onto the floor, and from there to the bare walls, like a gourmet electricity that made this room the most ecstatically quivering cell on the planet. Although, there's also Koj Ogiri, the traditional way the Tuva kill a sheep. First, an incision is made in the sheep's hide. Then the slaughterer reaches through as lightly as possible and as knowingly as if led inside by a guide, and severs the necessary artery with his fingertips. The animal woozily drifting away, so peacefully that one must check its eyes to see if it's dead. The Tuvan term means slaughter and kindness. All right. And the wick that flickers so tremulously in our bodies, and the way the cancer couldn't claim its daily inch of ground without the scouts and the tanks and the camp followers of pain, pain, pain. Why can't the God my mother believed in learn from the best of his creatures? Why couldn't I find him with his arm stained in the slick of my mother's last fluids, having entered her ribcage just enough so that his thumb and forefinger might, with a gentleness, pinch out her flame?